Vancouver Rundown for Wednesday, March 19, 2025. Southbound trips at the Peace Arch Crossing have dipped to levels experienced during the COVID pandemic. Data from U.S. Customs shows 53% fewer people crossed during the first 3 days of spring break compared to spring break last year. This past February saw a 23% drop over February of 2024. Americans are also taking fewer trips heading north at the Peace Arch, down almost 8% over last year. Travel experts are also seeing a notable drop in people flying from Vancouver to Southern California or Arizona. Other news, a suspected police impersonator has been arrested by the RCMP in North Vancouver. It comes after the driver of a Ford F-150 pulled over a person driving a Tesla back on March 1st. The pickup driver identified himself as a police officer, but was not wearing any equipment or uniform. A few days later, the Mounties arrested a suspect and impounded an F-150 that had a police-style light bar on its dash. Officers suspect others may have had contact with the fake cop and are encouraging those with information to call North Van RCMP. A man has been found guilty of first-degree murder in a 2019 daylight shooting at a gas station in Surrey's Clayton Heights neighborhood. On September 28th of that year, 29-year-old Christian Corrick was shot dead inside his luxury SUV near 188th Street and Fraser Highway. The verdict means Carlos Monteith will get an automatic life sentence with no parole for at least 25 years. Don't expect to see any Teslas at this year's Vancouver International Auto Show. The electric vehicle company, founded by Elon Musk, has been kicked out over expected security concerns following recent protests. Show organizers say they gave Tesla plenty of opportunities to voluntarily withdraw. Clouds and showers for Wednesday, heavy rain and strong wind on Thursday, showers on Friday. For all the details on these local Vancouver area stories, along with those links, go to VancouverRundown.substack.com.